like many women of my of our era, I have. Can you hear me? Okay. I have what I would call perhaps like a subclinical but still pretty serious body image dysphoria, and what that. It's a kind of complicated, but what that basically means is that my self-image of my body does not corroborate with the reality of it. And there's a lot of strange ways that that plays out and manifests. But one very typical way is that my boundaries of my body far exceeds reality. So like, we've all heard the expression elephant in the living room, and that sort of refers to alcoholism and other things, but in a physical sense, I often feel like the elephant in the living room. And this has made sex and relationships kind of challenging in a lot of ways. And it comes from a lot of complicated family of origin issues. But the blessing in this sort of strange disorder is that, ironically, I've had a really rich life in terms of my romantic dalliances, because when they've happened, they've come out of an intellectual and an emotional connection first. And so by the time the sex comes along, it's like the physical part is so rich because you're fascinated with the person, and so their body becomes fascinating because you're already fascinated with them, and it almost doesn't matter what they look like, you know? And I mean, it's still frustrating. It's frustrating to really connect with someone who you can tell just rules you out because you're not their body type. You know, that always hurts, but it especially hurts when you're kind of wrestling with these sorts of issues anyway. But I had an experience that was really weird when I first moved to Charlottesville that gave me some insight into what it might actually feel like to be physically objectified and to be wanted just for your body, which isn't something I actually experienced much at all. And I don't want to reveal too much about this person's identity because it's a small town, but it's important to get a sense of who the type he is. And so I'll say this about him. He was younger than me. He was very preppy, incredibly, like, sort of classically GQ attractive, fairly well off. He, like me, had newly arrived to town. I had moved here for a job. He'd moved here for a PhD program at UVA. And he approached me at South Street Brewery, where he said he'd seen me several times before. He was fairly aggressive in his approach. I was having a pretty hard week. My job was very draining and hard. And he invited me back to his place to share a bottle of wine and listen to some music, and made some pretty overt advances, but also exceedingly complimentary about my appearance and my body, just how hot I was. And I didn't hear this very often, so I was stressed and tired. And I think I figured, you know, why not? I was alone at the time, so I figured, why not, you know, go ahead and sleep with him. But I also thought that this might be a strangely liberating experience somehow, you know, to just have sex with somebody who just wants me for my body, you know? And the sex was actually really strange. It wasn't like any sex I'd had before. It was, there wasn't much eye contact. There wasn't much kissing. Although he didn't do that thing where he kept his eyes closed and his head arched back, which I've also experienced before, where like they feel like they want to have sex with you without looking at you, you know. It wasn't that. Like, his eyes were fixedly gazed on my body the entire time, and it was clear that that was really turning him on. It was very short. And he pretty much came, and not a lot else happened. Wasn't really that great. Didn't keep me from doing it a couple more times, but because we lived fairly close to each other, and it was convenient. But after hooking up a couple of times, maybe two or three times, I started querying him a bit in an effort to understand him. We also, you know, when we weren't having sex, we talked, and it turns out we had several common interests, beekeeping and agriculture and all kinds of things. So there were interests there in common, although it was clear he wasn't really looking to bond on that level. So I started querying him a bit about his proclivities and his sexual preferences and what it was that he was enjoying or looking for. And And I was really shocked at the response and the language he used. And I can't possibly recreate his exact words, but what he said in essence was something along the... I remember certain phrases that I'd never heard before. One of them was bring down. I'm not familiar with this phrase. But he was like, I can bring down hot chicks. I think that meant that like he could go out at any time and get a date with a hot chick, you know. And he was like, and I do that, like when I go out with my friends and colleagues, like that's who my date will be. But I don't sleep with them. I only sleep with fat chicks. And he said that, you know. And then another phrase I distinctly remember was sleeping with a skinny chick is a fucking waste of time, because their bodies are just like mine. And so this, I didn't really talk to him again after that, but I just sort of avoided him. But, you know, like we had some of these common interests, we had some common friends at this point, you know, and you reach sort of a low sometimes, and months passed, and I just had a few beers one night and saw him, and he came over and made some really strong overtures about me coming back to his place, and which I wasn't going to do, but I offered a counter proposition. And what I offered was this. I said, we can go back to my place. And I have a flat screen, big computer on my desk. And I was like, I have an offer for you. I was like, I watch a fair bit of pornography, and I'm familiar with many different genres of pornography. And I'd be really interested in you sharing with me some images that you would perhaps masturbate to. Because I'm just curious about, like, where you're coming from. And I'd like to learn a little more about that. And maybe it was just an effort to sort of salvage my self-esteem in this experience. Like, maybe what I was picturing was, like, some really Rubenesque, vintage, you know, kind of pictures of, like, we're familiar with that genre, right? You know, I'm trying to sort of salvage some imagery of my mind of, like, what perhaps he was seeing when he saw me, right? So he agreed to this, bizarrely. Perhaps he was as drunk as I was. But we go back to my house, and I literally seat him at my desk at my computer, and I was like, I sat in a chair next to him, and I got myself another beer, or three, maybe, I don't remember. But and I just let him have had it. And the crazy thing is, like, when I look for something like that, I kind of surf around a little bit. I have a few favorite alt indie kind of sites that I like, you know. This guy knew exactly what he was going for. I mean, it was like, he brought up some, again, I don't remember what they are, but again, some short search terms I'm certainly not familiar with, okay? And what came up, like, immediately were these fetishistic web images of morbidly obese women having sex. In all kinds of degrading ways. I mean, morbidly obese. And also, obese women who probably already had very large breasts, who had surgeries to, like, grossly enlarge them. Like, bizarre sort of body alterations, incredibly extreme fetishism. And I was shocked almost wordlessly at even seeing these images, that I hadn't really seen anything like that before. I didn't even know it was out there, to be honest. And so I was kind of transfixed, and I didn't notice that he already had his pants unzipped and his penis out and was vigorously beginning to masturbate with me sitting there next to him while he was looking at these images. And again, you know, typical of him, he came very quickly all over my desk. And then he stood up and zipped his pants and wordlessly left my apartment and shut the door. And I never heard from him again. This was 2 years ago now. Ran into him a couple of months ago at South Street, of course. And I happened to be talking to an adorably rotund girlfriend of mine, and he came right over to us like a bee. And, you know, said hi, said hello to me, didn't make any eye contact with me, stared fixedly at her, didn't make any eye contact with her either. Thanks.